各位弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
高兴看到大家在一起，敬拜主，总是很兴奋，很得到激励，看到大家在培训敬拜。
Every time I come here, I see all the brothers and sisters. I'm just so happy and pleased to see all the congregations get together.
也在在西区教会的弟兄姐妹们带来我们的问候，我们为你以你们为荣，为你们感谢。
The brothers and sisters from West, bring our greetings to all of you.
暑期的时候，很多时候嘛，对啊，今年大家我们暑期的时候，很多人出去旅游或什么。很蛮多的，所以人今年出去是蛮多。
Yeah, it seems like every summer there's a lot of families in and out, travels.
两个礼拜前啊，我们全家跟我们教会的黄牧师他们全家，我们一起出去旅游。
About 2 weeks ago, our family and the Pastor Wong from the West, family, we went on a trip together.
那我们开车去那个 South Padre Island 那里去玩了几天。
We went to South Padre Island, South.In Texas.
那从亚马孩子小的时候，我们很喜欢去那里，因为比较喜欢那里的海滩。
When our kids were little, we went there a lot to see the beaches are pretty.
孩子比较大了，比较忙了，比较不喜欢开车开那么远，就很少去。
And you know, since our kids are has grown and you know it's kind of far, so we seldom go there anymore.
所以这次去呢，我们升级了。
So this time,
We've been promoted, because my son is now driving, so this time, I'm sitting in the back seat, resting, and he's driving. My son
was driving,
and I was sitting in the back seat, resting.
I realized, oh, it's been a long time
since I sit in the back seat. It's kind of feel
nice to sit in the back seat. And you know,
we stopped in one of the rest stops.那我儿子问我说：“这个要不要加油？”
So my son asked me, "Should we put more gas in the car?"
他问的比较实。另外一部车已经要准备，黄牧师的车已经要准备开了。我就看了一下，他说：“哦，还有一半的油。”我说：“应该没有问题。
”And you know, the other car was ready to go. You know, and he asked me like, you know, right at that moment, and I thought, well, there's still half tank. You know, we should be okay.
所以我们继续开，我又继续睡觉。
So you know, he continued to drive and then continued to sleep.
结果突然间，他跟我说：“哎，爸爸，这个灯亮起来了。
My son, all of a sudden, he warned me, he said, "Dad, the light is on, the gas light is on."
那就说，我说，哦，没有关系，我们很快就可以找一个加油站去加一下油就好。
So I told, "Oh, it's okay, we can find a gas station."
那这个时候我们已经离Padre Island 已经不远。
So you know, it's not really far from Padre Island.
但是去过那里人知道啊，快要到那里的那一段距离呢，路上什么东西都没有，很荒凉。
You know, if you've been there, you know, if you were almost there, you know, there's hardly anything. There's just nothing.
所以呢，这个灯是先是有时像这样亮，然后最后完全的亮。
So you know, the light was kind of blinking in the beginning, but then later on, it was like bright. It's so bright.
那我们的车有一个那个数位的那个预告，就是说还可以开多远的那个预告。
Oh, and our car has a little digital warning on there saying, you know, how many miles you can drive.
So it's from 15 to 10, 0.
So you know, it went from like, you know, 15, 10, and 5, and then finally it's 0 miles.
So we called the Pastor Wong and said, you need to go to Xiangyu to buy us gas to save us.
So we called the Pastor Wong and said, hey, maybe you should go get some gas for us and come and rescue us.
Oh, 祷告啊，这是祷告，我们不希望在荒山野地的地方在那里要停车的那里没有啊。
Yeah, so you know, prayer comes in handy at that moment. We didn't want to, you know, get lost in out of nowhere.
他祷告，他这个叫着儿子不要踩刹车，尽量的让他用最有效率的方式开最远的距离。
So I told my son, you know, try not to step on your brake, just use your best way to glide the car, keep going.
你转明了以后，我们在那时候看他们说下一个加油站还有10个英里。
And when it says 0 mile, the indication is saying that there's 10 more miles to go to the next gas station.
就祷告了。
So we prayed.
结果，淋了以后，还真的在勉勉强强的开了，爬了10个英里。 爬到那个加油站里面去。
So even after it says it's 0 miles, and we still drive 10 miles until we arrive at the gas station.
感谢。
Praise the Lord.
所以我们在车上感恩，然后我说这我儿子今年要去念大学。
So you know when we're giving God praises in the car, and my son was ready to go to college this year.
说这是一个很好的一个经历要记得。
So I told him, you know, this is a great experience to remember. Whatever need in help.
我们最近在看的都是看马可福音。
Recently, we're studying Mark.
马可福音里面，我们上个礼拜大家应该一起看的是讲到悲情的十字架来跟随主。
Last week we were talking about, you know, carry your own cross and follow Jesus.
主耶稣在彼得认出耶稣是基督之后。
After Peter's profession of Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣告诉他们说，基督不是像他们所想象的那样。
Jesus told them, you know, I'm not like what you think I am.
他说，基督会需要受苦、受死、复活。
Jesus will suffer many, many things and will be killed and arise again.
对犹太人来说，基督将来的弥赛亚怎么可能会受苦受死？这对他们来说是完全格格不入的想法。
So for those Jews, you know, it's really impossible to think that our Messiah, how could our Messiah be killed and to rise again? It's just very unthinkable.
所以之后，当耶稣解释说他要受死、受苦、受苦、受死。复活之后，他紧接着告诉他们说：“如果有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从。”
That's why Jesus, after he told them he will suffer to be killed and rise again in 3 days, he told them if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这是非常难理解。
This is so hard to understand.
但是他要让他们知道，既然他们的主要受苦受死，跟随他的人也得要准备。受苦，与他一起同钉十字架。
So he wanted to let them know that the Lord is suffering, killed, and rise again, and those who follow him will suffer too.
最后，耶稣警告他们，告诉他们说，若是有人以他为耻，在今世的时候，以耶稣基督为羞耻了，他说，在人子再来的时候，他也会以他们为耻。
And Jesus warned them, if you are ashamed of me, and in the future, people will be ashamed of you.
所以紧接着我们今天来看的是马可福音九章一到十三节。
So today we're going to look at Mark chapter 9:1-13.
我们一起来念这段经文，我怎么今天用中文念？英文的那弟兄姐妹就可以自己看。马可福音九章一到十三节。我们大家打开圣经，马可福音九章一到十三节。我们一起来同时的来念。好气，
耶稣又对他们说：“我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没有上次会以前，必要看见神国的大能力的临到。”
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、
雅各、约翰安安的上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服发了光，极其洁白，
地上跳舞的没有一个能跳到那样白。
忽然有以利亚同摩西向他们显现。并且和耶稣说话，彼得对耶稣说：“拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座城，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。有一座云彩来遮盖他们，又有声音
从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，你们要听他。”门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人。只见耶稣同他们在那里。下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。”
门徒将这话存在心，
彼此议论：“从死里复活是什么意思？”他们就问那耶稣说：“文士为什么以利亚必须先来？”耶稣说：“以利亚固然先来复兴万事。”经上不是指着人说他要受许多的苦被人轻慢呢？我告诉你，以利亚已经来了，他们也任意待他，正如经上所指。
我来低头祷告。
Let's pray。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们今天在 大家在这里一起聚集在你的面前，求主让你亲自对我们每一个人说话。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you that we can all be here to listen to your words, and please speak to our heart.
愿你自己的灵带领我们，开我们的心眼，对我们说话。
May your Holy Spirit lead us to open our eyes, open our hearts.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告祈求。
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
在今天我看的经文里面，耶稣首先预告告诉门徒说。他们将看见神国能力的显
现。Today the passage told us that they will see the kingdom of God after it has come with power.
这段经文里面的所用的词句里面，对一个熟悉旧约的人来说，他们会看到有许多事让他们回想到旧约记载的事情。
If those people who understand the scripture, you know, the Old Testament.They will see a lot of things that are talked about in the Old Testament.
比方说，主讲到说，过了六，这个事情是过了六天以后发生的。
For example, it says after six days.
叫他们在高山上经历这个奇迹。
And talk about in a mountain.
叫他们在高山上有云彩在他们周围。
And there's clouds surrounding them.
这六天后在山上变相的这个故事的记载，使得他们回想到耶和华。荣现在西乃山上，当初带领以色列人出埃及的时候的事的进迦南的事迹。
And this really reminded them when they were in Exodus that Moses led the people out of led the people Israel out of Egypt.
这也是暗示着耶稣要带着他的子民要走出黑暗，脱离罪恶的捆绑，进入了光明的生命。
It kind of reminded us that Jesus is going to deliver us from the darkness.Out of the darkness into the light.
在出埃及记二十四章里，对同样的记载讲到，说当初摩西上山，有云彩把山遮盖。他说耶和华的荣耀停在西乃山，云彩遮盖山六天，第七天他从云中照摩西，耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前，形状如烈火。
So it's just like what is described in Exodus chapter 24, 15 to 18, when Moses went up on the mountain, the clouds covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel.
这个用词里面，他都是非常刻意的，让人看见说，耶稣在这山上的荣耀是如同当初耶和华在西乃山的荣耀一样，也就指明了耶稣基督他神子的本质。
Yeah, so this connection is intentional. This kind of images, because the majesty of Jesus in His majesty reveal His divinity. You can really see the glory shown in Exodus is the same glory Jesus is going to show to his disciples.
这讲他说比较起他说耶稣身上的那个洁白，他说地上漂布的没有一个能漂的那样白。
And the intensity, the white radiant glory, it was described like no one on earth could bleach it as white as that.
换句话说，耶稣在那个时候表现出的那个荣耀的那个纯洁的白。是不属于这世界的，显然是这世界没有像这样的光辉，这样的洁白的。
So the holy and sinless nature and the extraordinary nature of Jesus is not of this world. It's not from this world.
紧接着他就讲到说，从第四节说，就有突然又有以利亚和摩西向他们显现。
So in verse 6, he mentioned that there appeared to them Elisha and Moses.
跟耶稣说话。
And they were talking to Jesus.
你也许在这里，如果你在想的话，你应该问的一个问题是说，他们怎么知道的是摩西跟以利亚？
And the question for us is, how do they know that's Moses and Elijah?
那很显然的是，摩西跟以利亚长得跟我们在那个儿童主日学里那个课本上的画的一模一样。
So they really look like, we were doing coloring book when we were in Sunday school. They look just like that.
可能不是啊，我想是。是圣灵在那里的工作，让他们很奇妙的认识了，这是摩西和以利亚。
No, I don't think so. I think it's because the Holy Spirit at that time it worked in their heart, so they know that's Elijah and Moses.
但是这那摩西这个彼得是喜欢说话的。
But you know how Peter is, he loves to talk.
虽然在经文里讲到说他们都甚惧怕。
And even here it says they are afraid.
哦，但是惧怕不会拦阻彼得继续说话。
But fear wouldn't stop Peter to keep talking.
有些弟兄姐妹也喜欢说话。
Well, some of the brothers and sisters love to talk.
我们家师母说我也喜欢说话。
You know, my wife told me that I like to talk.
比如说说出来不知道是在说些什么话。
Sometimes I talk, I don't, it's like nonsense.
所以彼得这里说了一些话之后呢，其实这些他说的话呢，也就显明了他对这个当时在这发现的这一个神迹里面呢，有一些错觉。
So, you know, what Peter is saying here in the Bible, you can see that he has a lot of misunderstanding about the...What happened?
那第一个至少第一个错觉看见就是似乎彼得是以为耶稣好像与摩西和以利亚是同等的尊贵。
The first thing is that he imagined that Jesus was on a par with Moses and Elijah, the same.
虽然摩西和以利亚是旧约里面可能是最伟大的两位先知。
Even though they are the two greatest prophets,
但是他们却不能够与耶稣相提并论。
But they cannot.It's not equal with Jesus.
他们两位代表着旧约里面律法和先知的权威。
They represent the law and the prophets in the Old Testament.
但是在这他们还不理解的是，整个旧约的圣经所有的律法和先知都是为了彰显基督耶稣，都是指向耶稣的。
Yeah, but the people did not understand that all the Old Testament and the law and the prophets they all point to Jesus.
那第二个在这里的错觉呢，我想是人之常情的，就是这个彼得说了话以后说要建三个棚子，也许在这山上的这样的好感里面，他在想说也许大家能够久留一点也蛮好的。
So maybe Peter was thinking, you know, we should have three tents. So this kind of experience can last a little longer, you know, if we build a tent there.
不然如果在平时在退休或者在某种的一种农夫的形象里说，哎呀，若是这样的情形能够继续下去有多好。
So you know, it's like sometimes we're in a retreat or a revival, we just wish, oh, we can be in that kind of experience a little longer. Wouldn't that be better?
我想这样的渴望也是人之常情。
I think that's our human nature.
但是要知道一件事情，在这里的这样的一个属灵的经历，不是只是单为了不是只是单为了他们，而是出自于主的恩典。
But you know we have to understand, this kind of experience is not just for the disciple, it's to show His glory.
门徒在山顶上开了属灵的眼界，这个经历是一个恩典的经历，是为了鼓励他们更清楚的认识耶稣，更放胆的跟随耶稣。
And this kind of mountaintop spiritual eye-opening experience is a result of His grace. And His purpose is always wanting to bring them into a deeper knowledge of God and a deeper place of faith.
第七章第八节讲到说有云彩遮盖他们听见从云彩里有声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And verse 7 and 8, and it says, there's a cloud overshadow them, and a voice came out of the cloud.
听完了这段圣经的书，就不再见一人，只看见耶稣在他们当中。
And then after that, no one sees Moses or Elijah, they only saw Jesus.
这里我要提醒一个重点，就是一切真实的属灵经历，都是为了印证耶稣和他的荣耀。
So I want to remind everybody,Every authentic spiritual experiences will testify to Jesus and His glory.
一切真实的属灵经历都一定会见证耶稣和他的荣耀。
Again, every authentic spiritual experiences will testify to Jesus and His glory.
其实我想在这里在座的当中，很多人我们也有许多不同的属灵的经历。
I'm sure you know among us.Some of us may have different kind of spiritual experiences.
比方说，祷告蒙垂听的经历。
Maybe example prayer answered.
或者是在一个特殊的情况下，主好像差遣了天使来一般来帮助我们。
Or maybe God sent person out of nowhere to help us.
或者在一个很困难的情形下，主赐给我们一句话语，一句经文。那就是针对着我们当时的需要对我们说话。
Or maybe we receive a badly needed word from God that brings clarity to our situation.
在面对一个危难的情形里面的时候，蒙主的拯救保护的经历。
And maybe we have a special experience of rescue, deliverance, and protection from our God.
或者在心里忧伤的一个时刻里面，有一种无法解释的，从主那里得到一种特别的安慰。
Or maybe when we're so sad, so depressed, but then we receive comfort, that unexplainable comfort from the Lord.
这样的经历虽然不是什么惊天动地，像这个好像在山顶上看见耶稣变相荣耀的经历，但是这些经历也是奇妙见证耶稣的经历。
You know, maybe our experiences cannot compare with this kind of transfiguration experience, but we experienced it, and it's really amazing for us.
对一些还不认识耶稣的人来说，有的时候他们听见基督徒做见证，讲到这些属灵的经历。
For those who they don't know Christ, and sometimes you know they don't understand why we call this spiritual experience.
有的时候以为说这好像是在像巧合。
And sometimes they explain away as coincidence.
或者说你们的运气很好。
Or they say, oh, you're just being lucky.
哦，好像我刚刚一开始讲到说我们开车的经历，那也许有人就说，这个是真的是这样子看吗？
And you know, just like that example I gave you about, you know, my son driving, and those people who don't know, is it true? Is it real?
那这是祷告蒙垂听，还是你不明白？Honda车的油箱很深。
So maybe it's your prayer answer, or you don't understand. Maybe because the tank of Honda is just a little bit deeper, bigger.
的确，在我们如果不以信心眼光去看事情，你会有一种不同的方式来解释、来解读生命的事情。
So if we don't look at things with a faithful eyes, we will explain things differently, very differently from the world.
这是为什么属灵的经历需要有时间安静在主面前，透过主的话语和祷告来反思。
Therefore, it's so important for us to have a spiritual experience. We need to reflect on that through the scripture and prayer.
只有我们谦卑在主的面前，而不是只是糊里糊涂的过日子。
So we have to be humbly before the Lord, and we don't just you know go daily by day.
我们才会留意看见耶稣基督在我们生命里的作为。
So we can be aware of what Jesus is doing in our life.
当我们不留意的时候，我们有常常以为我们是自己生命故事经历里面的主角。
If we're not aware of that, we thought we're the main character of our own life.
哪怕我们拥有一个属灵的经历，也觉得说啊，主保佑了我，为我们做这针对这，我很蒙福。
And sometimes, even if we have a spiritual experience, we will just say, "Oh, you know, God protect me. You know, I'm blessed."
但是只有在谦卑态度里反思之后，才会看见在我们一切属灵的经历的后头，真正的主角是耶稣。
Only when we humbly come before the Lord, we will know who is in charge of our life.
而且这些经历不是只是单为了我的好处而已。
And all these experiences are not just for my own benefit.
不是我配得应得的。
It's not what I deserve or I'm worthy.
而是当我们理解，这正反而正好相反，是我所不配的。
So on the other hand, I don't deserve those.
才看得见主的奇异恩典。
And we can see His amazing grace.
只有在这样的看见里，一个属灵的经历才会带出属灵的成长。
Only in this kind of humbling mind, the spiritual experience will help us have a spiritual growth.
当我们越是在主的话语里，越是安静在主面前来思想我们生命的经历里面，我们就越眼睛被张开，看见主真实的同在。
So we have to really, really spend time with God and just really reflect what we experience, then we will grow in the Lord.
这是为什么我常常说我们不能够停止灵修的生活，我们不能够停止聚会，我们不能停止团契的生活，因为唯有在那里面，我们才继续的能够打开我们属灵的眼目。
Yeah, that's why I want everybody to continue with devotion and praying and have fellowship and keep coming to worship, because in that kind of environment, we can open our spiritual eyes and to see the blessings.
两个礼拜前，我们看的那个讲到耶稣，讲到我们，我们看得清楚的讲到耶稣提到马可福音八章十八节说：“你们的心还是迟钝吗？你们有眼不能看，有耳不能听吗？你们不记得吗？”
And last 2 weeks ago, we were talking about that sometimes we are so blind. Having eyes, you do not see, and having ears, you do not hear. And can you not remember? And one of the saddest things happened to us is that we know that God loves us, but we have eyes we do not see, we have ears we do not hear, and we don't remember, we don't understand. That's why I encourage everybody to have a devotion like a diary or journal. Just write down whatever you experience right then you will have a vivid memory of what happened, and then you can reflect on it, and it will become yours. And do we sometimes wonder that why Jesus just showed the other three, and how about the other nine? Or maybe from the other side, let's look at it. How come some of the people at church, they have so many spiritual experiences, and some of the people, they don't have spiritual experiences? And I was thinking, maybe these two questions have the same answer. Let's look at this from two points of view. The first is what I said about Mark 8, verse
18.
So Jesus asked him, are you blind? Is your heart so blind? So it's the spiritual insensitivity. So they don't see it, they don't hear it, they didn't know what happened.
我们在开车的路上的时候，我是在车上倒头就睡。我女儿是喜欢在外面看东看西，哎，看到那里有一个什么很好看的房子，哎，那里看到一个什么动物在那里。
So you know when we're driving on the train, you know, like I'm the one who sleeps. My daughter was, oh, look at that beautiful house, look at that beautiful animal. You know, she kept looking at stuff.
有一部分我们看见的是那个灵命的那个敏锐的感觉，跟我们生命里看见的能力有关系。
So you know, there's a big relationship between our spiritual sensitivity and our spiritual experience. And it's because a lot of times those people, they have experiences because they have a keen eyes. They know what God did for them. And a lot of us, you know, we just kind of go through the motion daily, and we really didn't sense what God did in our life. And the other answer I have is we should share in our body of Christ.
没有一个人能够拥有所有各式各样的属灵经历。
You know, there's not one person can have all sorts of spiritual experience.
在基督里，我们既然成为一体，那么我们彼此的属灵经历也成为了我们共享的勉励。
So in Jesus, you know, we are a one body in Christ. So our spiritual experiences can be shared. We should share our spirit experiences.
换句话说，当我听见我的弟兄或者姐妹分享他怎么样在主里的一个情形里面经历了主自己，虽然我没有亲身经历那个经验，但是我可以从他的分享里面也得享到这个经历里面耶稣基督的真实和耶稣帮助可以带来给我的鼓励和功课。
So, you know, a lot of times we can receive the same truth and the same lessons we want to learn through the sisters and brothers that who have the same experience, even though we don't have it. But through what their experiences, we learn from them with the same lesson and the same experience.
在这里还有一件事我要提到，就是在这样的关系，这就是为什么真实的团契生活这么重要。
That's why the authentic fellowship is so important.
因为在这个生活里，我们真正的分享我们怎么样的经历了耶稣基督。
Because in this kind of authentic fellowship, we can really share how we experience Jesus.
这也是为什么真实的团契小组的生活里面不能够是只是报喜不报忧而已。
That's why, you know, in the authentic fellowship, we can't just say good news and we don't share our bad news.
因为其实很多的时候，在患难里面的经历，叫我们看耶稣看得更清楚。
Because a lot of times in those really trying situations, we can see Jesus clearly.
上个礼拜我给一位姐妹打电话，这位姐妹现在在非常痛苦的一个病痛当中。
Last week I talked to a sister. She's suffering from a sickness.
我其实没有想我会跟她讲到话，我其实打电话去问候一下，然后跟她先生讲话。结果她听见我打电话，她说她希望跟我讲话。
So originally I was just going to talk to the husband, you know, just wanted to talk to the husband. But then she heard that I called, so she said she wanted to talk to me.
这位姐妹因为癌症治疗所受的许多的折腾和痛苦是非常难想象的。
It's so hard to imagine, you know, the suffering, the pain that she went through because of cancer, the treatment.
她在电话里跟我说，她说牧师，我说我请你为我祷告。她说我不要问主为什么。
She told me, "Dear Pastor, please pray for me. I don't want to ask the Lord why. Why me?"
她说，但是实在太痛苦了，我已经快撑不住。
But it's so painful. I just can't do it anymore.
她说，请你为我祷告。叫我在这样的痛苦里，叫我能够抓住耶稣。
So please pray for me. In this kind of suffering, I can fix my eyes upon Jesus.
你知道我在想，我跟他为他祷告以后，挂了电话，我在想这个事情。
So after I hung up the phone, you know, I was thinking.
我在想，在许多人的眼里，这不是一个那种山顶上的荣耀的事。
So to many people, these are not the transfiguration experience.
Glorious experience, yeah. Because 在我们的眼里，那种荣耀只有在疾病得医治，我们祷告完全蒙垂听那种完美的现象里，才有主才会得荣耀，然后那才是荣耀的经历。
So sometimes we think the glorious experiences only happen when we're healed, you know, when the disease is gone. Then that will be a glorious experience.
但是当我在晚上在想这个事情，我发现这位姐妹在那样病痛里说出来的信心的话语，其实显明了更大的荣耀。
So I was thinking, you know, actually, whatever she shared with me, it really showed a huge glorious experience.
So, 属灵的经历不仅是在山顶上的得胜的经历，更多的时候包含着软弱、失败、苦难的经历。
So this kind of glorious experience is not just on the mountain. It comes out when we're sad, we're suffering.
在那些环境里，我们看见耶稣，耶稣一样是荣耀，甚至还有更美、更奇妙的。
And in that kind of situation, he's the same as glorious as he was. We could see more glory.
在约翰一书里面讲到说，约翰一书1-4节讲到说，第三节讲到说，我们将所看见的、所听见的传给你们，叫你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父和他儿子耶稣基督相交，叫你们的喜乐得以满足。
So at First John chapter 1:3, it says, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ.
换句话说，在我们在团契的生活里，真实的分享我们的挣扎和软弱的时候，我们一样的在里面能够彼此鼓励，因为在我们的分享里看见我们怎么样看见耶稣基督给我们的帮助。
In other words, whenever we share with each other about our sadness, our weakness, our struggles, we truly, truly have authentic fellowship, then we can see our Father, we can see our Jesus.
再次讲到属灵的经历，不是单为了个人的好处，更不应该造成属灵的骄傲，而是为了鼓励我们做更深的信靠，而顺服耶稣基督。
Therefore, spiritual experiences are not just for our individual benefits, or should it bring about spiritual pride, but it should always lead us into a deeper faith and trust to obey Jesus.
他们在云彩里所听见的声音说：“这是我的爱子，你们要听他。”
And they heard a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him."
若是没有信心顺服的回应，我们就在属灵的经历里面错过了神的心意和更大等候的祝福。
So if we don't respond to God's blessing or God's words, then we'll lose that blessings that He wants to give us through that experience.
属灵的经历不能够取代信心，也不能够取代顺服。
So spiritual experiences is no substitution for faith or obedience.
拥有，甚至又可以说，拥有一些曾经有过的属灵的经历，甚至不能够保证一个人是真正重生得救的。
So actually, if you have a spiritual experience, it doesn't mean that you're saved. It doesn't guarantee that.
这个话听起来有一点很不容易听。
It is kind of hard to hear.
但是很多时候，我们有看见人，他们在危机的里面说，他们向主祷告，而主在他的怜悯里面回应了他们的祈求。
But we see a lot of people when they are in need, they cry out to the Lord, and the Lord provide what they need.
但是他们经历过主之后，他们就又飘走了。
But after they experience the Lord, they left again.
只等到再一次遇见了人生无法解决的苦难，他们又跑来求救。
It seems like they have a next trouble and they came to cry out to the Lord again.
因此我说，属灵的经历并不能取代信心和顺服。
That's why I said the spiritual experience is no substitution for faith or obedience.
正如圣经里讲到，有一整个代的一代的犹太人，他们在主的保守中走过了红海。经过了许多各式各样奇妙的神迹奇事，但是圣经上告诉我们说，他们这群人竟然怎么样，没有走进应许地，而是在旷野里面灭亡。
That's why, you know, in the Bible it says the whole generation of Israelites, after walking through the Red Sea, they saw the miracles after miracles, but they still perished in the wilderness without entering into the promised land.
他们属灵的经历并没有代表他们的得救。
So their spiritual experiences did not assure their salvation.
因为他们没有做信心和顺服。
Because they did not respond with their faith and their obedience.
出于福音上面二十六章里，当保罗自己在分享他的见证的时候，他说：“我没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
That's why Paul himself in Acts 26:19 said, "I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision."
他讲到的是他在往大马色的路上所经历的奇妙的经历，但他想说。他经历了以后，他说他没有违背他所看见的意象。
He was talking about his experience at the Damascus Road. After that experience, he responded saying that I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
上礼拜开始是我在西区教会开始鼓励大家，我做一个所谓的叫607的家庭讨论的问题。
So last week I encouraged my family, my church family at West Houston Chinese Church, about the 607 take-home discussion.
607我不是叫，是根据《生命记》六章七节说，要殷勤的教训你的儿女，无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
So it was according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7, that's why 607 says, "You shall teach them diligent to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, when you rise."
So 我想今天鼓励大家回去做一件事，就是在家里，无论是跟你的儿女、跟你的父母、跟你的妻子，或者就是跟你的朋友， 分享一件你个人曾经有过的属灵经历，和你自己在那经历里面怎么样的看见了耶稣。
So that's why I want to encourage each one of you. This is like a take-home discussion, you know, to share one of your spiritual experiences and how you saw Jesus through it and what you learned from it, and you can share with each other, and then you can trust him even further.
在《生命记》十八章十五节的时候，摩西预先的讲说，叫你们做一个预言，说耶和华你的神要在你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我，他说你们要听从他。
So at Deuteronomy 18:15, it says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen."
那个话语预告今天在我们来看经文里面，天上的声音也继续向我们呼吁说，你们要听从他。
So this this scripture for C pointed to what we are learning today. It says, "This is my beloved son. Listen to me."
在我们反思属灵的经历、上帝的作为当中，我们应该越来越认识主耶稣基督，而我们愿意顺服主的心也应该越来越火热。
So, you know, with our spiritual experience, we need to know him even more, and we need to love him more eagerly with zeal.
在这最后的一段经文里，十一到十三节里面，门徒问耶稣关于以利亚的事。
So, at Mark chapter 9, verse 11 to 13, the disciple asked.Him about Elijah.
耶稣告诉他们说，以利亚已经来了，而且他被人任意所待。
But and Jesus told him, Elijah does come already, and he seems he suffered already.
换句话说，耶稣现在在这讲的是什么？他讲的是施洗约翰，因为圣经上告诉我们说的，路加福音上直接说，施洗约翰是以以利亚的心智能力行在主面前。
So the Elijah here Jesus was talking about is about the John Baptist, because in Luke chapter 1 verse 17 he says he came in the spiritual and the spirit and the power of Elijah.
所以如果你看九章十一到十三节这里，耶稣在荣耀的显现之后又再一次提醒他们说，这人子要受许多的苦，被人轻慢。
So after Jesus reminded them again that Son of Man shall suffer many things.
然后他就讲到这施洗约翰和以利亚的这事情。
And then he talked about Elijah and John Baptist.
换句话说，施洗约翰这个榜样表明了跟随耶稣必须要做好准备，要付出代价。
In other words, here Jesus is emphasizing that John the Baptist is an example of the price of following Jesus.
所以这个我们今天看的经文和上个礼拜看的经文成为两片段的经文。我们看一下，从八章二十七节一直到九章十三节，是两个循环的经文在这里。
So you know from what we learned last week and what we learned this week, it's two sections, but it helps us to open our eyes about spiritual.
所以这个看不太清楚。八章二十七节的时候，我在那里讲到。彼得认出了耶稣是荣耀的基督。
Because in chapter 8, verse 27, it mentioned about Peter's profession of Jesus as the Christ.
紧接着，耶稣就宣告他们说，他必然被受苦、被杀。
And after that, Jesus explains that he must die and rise again.
然后他就告诉他们说，做我的门徒要背起十字架来跟随我。
And he said, if you want to follow me, you have to carry your own cross.
这是第一个循环。
And that's the first cycle.
今天我看第二个就循环在这里。同样的，耶稣这次他们眼睛看见了，耶稣让他们看见了他在山上的人子的荣耀。
And in chapter 9, what we're learning today is that the glorious Jesus' glorious truth of creation, they saw it with their own eyes.
耶稣也再一次宣告说，他必受苦，被人轻慢。
And Jesus again, he said that he must suffer and die.
然后他说，以利亚，也就是施洗约翰。以德利被人举例，他也已经受人任意的苦待。
And he mentioned about the price of following him. Elijah and John the Baptist was mistreated.
所以这两个循环的教导，其实回应着我们在马可福音第八章所看见耶稣开了那瞎子的眼。
So from these two sections, we learn that Jesus opened the blind man's eyes.
那在这里，耶稣开了，要开门徒的心眼。
So here, Jesus wanted to open the eyes of the disciples' blindness.
让他们认出基督的荣耀。
So they will see Jesus' glory.
让他们认出基督来，不是只是马上来做王， 掌管世界，而且基督必受苦，并且受死，从死里复活。
They want to know that Jesus didn't come here just to be a king. He's coming here to suffer and die again and rise.
并且让他们知道，做主的门徒必须要，既然耶稣基督自己要受苦，施洗约翰已经受苦，已经死了，做基督的门徒也必然要准备付出做门徒，敢为耶稣受苦的代价。
So John the Baptist suffered, and Jesus will suffer, and be his disciple. They have to prepare to know they have to pay price to suffer.
所以在这两个循环当中，最重要的经文八章三十五节就是：凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，便救了生命。
So the most important verse we need to know is chapter 8, verse 35. Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it.
在这里说的不是说每一个人都会为主殉道，而是愿心甘情愿的愿意为主和他福音的缘故献上我的生命来为主而活。
It doesn't mean that each one of us needs to be a martyr, but it says that we need to give up our life and we live our life for him.
这里还有最后一点我要再提醒的，就是在这个登山的看见山上耶稣变相荣耀里，还有一个可以给我鼓励我们的。
And there's another thing I want to encourage each one of us about the glimpse of the glory we saw at the mountain.
就是耶稣登山变相的神迹的经历，也成为我们在永生里面的盼望。
So this kind of the experience they had, the spiritual experience, it become our hope to have eternal hope.
约翰一书三章二节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。”将来如何尚未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 is this: Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is.
跟随耶稣基督必须要愿意顺服，肯受苦。我们期盼着主所应许永远的荣耀。
So in order to follow Jesus, we need to know we have to suffer. We need to follow him and be obedient to him.
我知道今天我们在做，可能有很多人，我们自己生命经历的状况，我们根本没办法去思想这种荣耀会跟我们有什么关系。
Many of us sitting here, you know.With our personal experience in our life, it's hard to understand or even imagine what kind of glory this is.
很多时候我们在自己生命的试炼里面，我们看见生命里许多不如意的事情和许多的苦难，那荣耀说起来真的是好像离我们不能再遥远。
Because a lot of times, you know, we go through so many trials and we have so many suffering in our life, it seems like that glory is so far away from us.
但是我们要知道，在这里看见基督的荣耀，让我们知道。这也是我们最深的盼望。
But here we just need to know this is our deepest hope, our deepest desire to see His glory.
耶稣的荣耀也是那复活生命的荣耀。
His glory is the resurrected life's glory.
有一天，我们的生命也会被反转。
One of these days, our life will be transformed.
我们生命中的苦难，主会把它完结。
And God will finish the suffering in our life.
我们里头的虚伪跟黑暗，主会把它们除去。
The darkness and the fakeness of our life, God will get rid of them.
破碎的生命会得到完全的医治。
And our broken life will be healed.
我们的公义不是自己的公义，而是耶稣自己完美的公义。
Whatever we receive, it's not from us, it's from God who provides.
而神儿女失落的荣耀会得以。
And whatever we were lost, it will be restored.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
这是我们主要我们看见的，我们所求的不是今生今世的荣耀。
So we need to know what we wanted is not the worldly glory.
我们现在所等候的，实在是在看见主在我们属灵经历里看见基督的荣耀，鼓励我们勇敢无惧的去跟随主，等候主。
So what we wanted to do is to wait and to have this kind of spiritual experience to help to see the future glory we're going to have.
因为耶稣 呼召我们来相信他是神的儿子，叫我们顺服他的话语，信靠他的救恩，跟随他的道。
So Jesus here wants us to be obedient, to follow his word, to be obedient to his words. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们今天在这里一起聚集。
主，we want to thank you that we can gather together today here.
主，你也知道今天在座有许多弟兄姐妹跟朋友们，他们今天生命里所面对的难处、苦难、困难是什么。
Dear Lord, you know exactly what each one of us are facing, our suffering, our painful experience, our trials.
求主打开我们属灵的心眼，叫我们看见耶稣基督在我们生命中的真实。
Please open each one of us, open our spiritual eyes, so we can see the real Jesus in our life.
让我们因着耶稣基督的真实和荣耀，叫我们能够勇敢无惧的来跟随主。
So we can see the Jesus glory, and then we'll be boldly follow Jesus.
教导我们怎么样的在人生的考验里面学习顺服主。
Help us and teach us how to face our daily struggles, so we can be obedient.
我们为我们生命中属灵的经历感谢。
We want to thank you for all our spiritual experiences in our lives.
但是求主让我们看见属灵的经历并不能够取代信心，也不能够取代顺服。
And please help us to understand spiritual experience is no substitution for faith or obedience. Help us to know that our spiritual experiences will bring us to a deeper faith in you. Help us to respond to your love with faith and obedience. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.